to you by Lady Bird.
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 7B. Keeping cool. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by James Clements. Illustrated by Gustavo Massali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited 1964, 2023. Audio copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Peter was looking out of his window. His sister walked in and looked out of the window with him. The sun was out.
It will be really hot soon,
Peter said.
I know,
said Jane.
Shall we ask Mum and Dad to take us to a museum in the city?
Asked Jane.
It might get really hot in the city. Shall we go to the park?
Said Peter. Peter and Jane looked at their street out of the other window.
It's Nish and Naz from school,
said Jane. They saw the brother and sister walking up the street to the park. Their dad was with them.
Let's ask to go to the park with Nish and Naz,
said Peter. The children saw Dad having something to eat.
Can we take our ball to the park as it's so hot?
Peter asked him.
Yes, but it might be more fun to go to the river,
said Dad.
I do want to go to the river again,
said Jane.
But we saw Nish and Naz, a brother and sister we know from school, walking to the park.
It might be more fun at the park,
said Peter.
I know,
said Mum.
How about you go to the river after the park?
That's a really good plan,
said Dad.
Can we go to the cafe in the park for a drink, Dad?
Asked Jane.
And something to eat?
Asked her brother.
Yes, we can go to the park cafe,
Dad said. Peter and Jane walked with their dad up the street. Their dog, Tess, was with them. Tess was pleased about going to the park. At the top of their street, they saw the park. At the top of the park, Peter and Jane saw Nish and Naz and other children from school. Soon, more children from their street joined them. They all played with the ball. Peter's team had the ball more than Jane's, but Jane was the top player in the game. Tess was playing near them. Dad sat at the cafe with a drink. Jane kicked the ball really hard. Peter kicked the ball really hard. Tess was hot now. She walked to Dad at the cafe and had a drink of water. Peter and Jane had something to drink and eat at the park cafe. After that, they played with the ball again. Jane kicked the ball really hard again. The other children saw the ball hit the top of the cafe and fall into the pond.
How will we get our ball now?
Nish asked his sister, Naz. Soon, a boy in a boat was there to help.
I saw their ball go in. Can I do something?
The boy asked.
Yes. Thank you for helping us,
said Nish and Naz's dad.
Who wants to get in?
The boy asked.
Me!
Said Peter. The other children saw the boat rock as Peter hopped in.
Don't fall in, Peter. Don't get wet,
said Dad. Peter slid to the top of the boat. Now it rocked a bit more. Peter grabbed the ball. The others clapped as Peter handed Naz and her brother their ball. Peter, Jane and Dad walked home from the park.
Let's get a train to the river now,
said Jane.
We must take something from home to eat and drink,
said Dad.
And our red boat,
said Peter. Peter, Jane and Dad walked to the train station. They hopped on a train to go to the river.
I saw a picture of a city museum out of the window,
Jane said to her brother.
Can we go to the city soon, Dad?
Asked Peter.
Yes, said Dad. We will go soon.
Peter and Jane walked near the river with Dad.
The river runs from the top of the hill to the city,
said Dad. Peter and Jane dropped their red boat into the river.
Who will catch it as it floats down the river?
Asked Dad. Their boat was really quick on the river.
It's stuck on something,
said Peter.
Who knows how to get the boat from the river now?
Asked Dad.
I know how to do it,
said Jane.
I can get the boat from the river.
With Dad's help, Jane stepped onto a log to get their boat.
Don't fall, Jane. You don't want to get wet in the river,
said Dad.
Here, take this.
Dad passed Jane a stick to get their boat.
Get the boat, Jane,
said Peter to his sister. Soon they had their boat again. Peter and Jane walked to the other riverbank.
Now, don't fall in the river,
said Dad.
You really don't want to get wet.
Can you take a picture now, Dad?
Asked Jane.
This is really good fun.
Yes, I'll take a picture of you on top of the rocks,
he said. As Dad walked to a good spot to take the picture, he fell into the river.
Don't fall in the river, Dad,
said Peter and Jane.
Don't get wet!
Dad was now really wet.
Who wants to go home now?
Asked Dad. Dad really wanted to put on something that was not wet. They walked to the train station again. The sun was hot, and soon Dad was less wet.
That was really good fun,
said Peter.
Let's go on a trip to the museum in the city soon,
said Dad.
It might not be as wet.
Peter and Jane looked at the museum picture.
Yes, please,
they said. They walked down their street again. At home, Mum asked,
how was the trip to the river?
Really good. But do you know who fell into the river?
Jane asked.
It was Dad,
said Peter.
We saw Dad fall into the river.
I want to hear all about it. How about something really cold to drink?
Asked Mum.
Yes, please. And can we have ice cream to eat?
Asked Jane. Mum nodded. Mum had something fun to show them.
I know you will all like this. Who wants to get in?
Asked Mum.
Not me,
said Dad.
I don't want to get wet again so soon.